extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
All right, it is time to talk about Kai this morning, and we have got Kirsty Fong on the line. Morena, Kirsty, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, how are you?
Hey, I'm really, really stoked to be able to chat to you. You're a culinary student, which is extremely awesome. Before we get talking about Kai, do you want to tell us a tiny little bit about how you got interested in, I guess, going to study food in this kind of like full-on professional way?
I've been in hospo on and off for about 10 years and just kind of done really serious jobs. And then I thought the only thing that I really love is food and to feed people and to actually feed myself. So I went back to school so that I can, yeah.
Awesome.
Just surround myself with it all the time.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Well, what have you brought us this morning? What are we going to be talking about?
Chocos.
Chocos.
Have you ever heard of chocos?
Not really, no. What are they?
They're kind of an anomaly. They're a bright green vegetable that kind of looks like a wrinkly lime green pear.
Oh.
And we don't really see it much in the supermarkets. They're in the Asian supermarkets sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly when you go on walks, you would see just like these vines hanging from trees and fences and trailing on the ground. And they...
I think these used to grow in my old flat in the garden.
Really?
Yeah, I think they did. This is what... I've just Googled a photo of them and I'm like, is that what those things were?
Yeah, they're everywhere. They're everywhere if you look out for them. I only fell in love with them last year. Sorry to bring up lockdown, but during lockdown on my walks, I'd see all of these bright green things just everywhere, and I didn't also know what they were. But it turns out that they're delicious.
Oh, really?
So me and my friend would go choco hunting every day around the neighborhood and come back home with pockets full of chocos to cook for dinner.
I got to say, that's a great lockdown project. Find a completely new vegetable you've never tried before that just grows everywhere in Tamaki Makaurau and learn how to cook it. That seems like a great project.
Yeah, they're incredible.
So how do you eat them and what do they taste like?
They're really mild. So they're from the squash family. Which actually makes sense. That's why they're so prolific.
Right, okay.
They just run rampant. They kind of are really mild. They've got a sweet, buttery kind of taste to it. Kind of like a cucumber also.
Oh, okay. So somewhere between a squash and a cucumber. Those are two foods I enjoy, and I can kind of see how they'd be nice together. So I'm getting a picture of it.
Yeah. But more like a cucumber, I reckon.
Okay. And how do you cook it? Do you just roast it? What's the gist?
Well, I did a Google search and it seems like a lot of people in New Zealand are quite confused. But I think all around the world, people apply it in many different ways. So you can put it in crumble because it's really versatile. So I think you can put it in crumbles or stir fry it or roast it, stuff
Yum.
It, anything. Yeah.
So you can kind of use it in a sweet way as well. That's not something I'd necessarily have expected. They are such interesting looking fruits. They look really quite alien when you sort of see them. I just thought they were a kind of a weed. I guess they are because they grow, you know, without them being necessarily planted there.
A lot of things are delicious that are weeds though, eh?
Mm.
Like kale, etc. But the only reason why I looked out for them was because I thought they were the moth plant.
What's the moth plant?
That's a highly toxic weed.
Okay.
And it kind of looks like that, and then it's not good.
So a warning is to not eat the moth plant, basically.
Don't eat the moth plant, but eat the choco.
So make sure you know what you're consuming.
They kind of look similar.
What was the best recipe or like best thing that you made across your sort of lockdown explorations of the choco?
Just a really quick, simple stir fry. It takes about 2 minutes.
Do you reckon you could run us through some of the basics of it, Kirsty?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Do you know the smashed cucumber salad?
No, I don't.
Well, you know when you go to like Barilla or New Flavour?
Oh, yep.
And
yep.
You get the cucumber salad?
Oh, yes.
yes. This is basically the cucumber salad, but fried.
Yum. Okay, I'm in. I'm already in.
And so you can also do this with cucumbers. And I think it's a really good transnational dish out of transitional dish out of summer, because it's like a hot salad. So essentially you get one or two chocos and you peel them, especially if they're a bit larger, because they can have really tough fibrous skin and sometimes have prickles on them.
But
be careful because it gets really slippery. Cut it in half. There is a little seed in the middle, so remove that and slice them about 1 to 2 centimeters thick or into like batons, like French fries. So, and then in a bowl, you want to mix together about 2 tablespoons of soy, some sugar, a splash of rice wine if you've got it, some fish sauce if you have it, black vinegar and chili. You can either use fresh or chili oil. Basically, it's really customizable in the ratio of sauces. Depends on what you like. You can also slice up some garlic and add that.
Yum.
Get everything you need ready because the cooking time is real fast. So heat up some oil in a pan, get it really hot, and then throw in the chocos. Move them around so they get a bit brown on all sides, and then add the sauces. It will go So it will bubble up really quickly because it's really hot. So it will caramelize and it will coat the chocos in a kind of glistening sauce.
Yum.
But if you've added chili, I'd advise you not to inhale when you do it because it can get quite potent.
Spend the next 10 minutes just coughing in the kitchen.
It's happened, so I speak from experience. You stir it around a little to mix it, and then once most of the sauce has evaporated, you're done. So you can just serve it on rice or by itself.
Yum.
If you can't find chocos, I highly recommend you do it with cucumbers also.
Excellent. We're getting lots of texts from people who have been cooking with chocos in the past. Also, lots of texts with people who are like, don't confuse it with the moth plant. So just definitely make sure you know what you're eating before you eat it. But if you do know what you've got, if you're sure it's a choco, you can try that wonderful recipe, Kirstie. That sounds really tasty. We've got some fantastic messages from people who remember eating it in the 70s. Apparently, there was a bit of a fad for it in New Zealand in the 70s. Someone said it was the food of their childhood, steamed with cheese sauce, unfortunately way too often. And somebody else has said that they would boil it with a knob of butter a lot of pepper as well. That sounds like a nice, classic, easy way
that
to eat it.
Sounds good.
Kind of like potatoes, which, you know, they are always good.
I think this one, you want them still to be really crunchy.
Okay, that's the key.
So it's basically raw cooked. I think people have cooked them until they're quite mushy.
Yeah, this is a lot of these ones from people who've eaten them are sort of along those lines of someone here has said, I hated it as a kid. My parents had a choco vine and they went and dug the roots out just because they hated them so much. So maybe they'd only eaten them in a mushy variety. And then they've said they had them 2 years ago and they loved them. It's funny how your tastes change.
Yes, yeah, yes. Or preparation.
Yeah, preparation is key. Well, that sounds like a really awesome recipe to go and try out. We will reiterate, make sure you know you're eating a choco and not a moth plant pod, because those are hecking toxic. So know what you're going to eat, but they sound like an awesome thing to be able to try out. Thank you so much for chatting to us about that, Kirstie Fong. It's been a real pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
And if you have got